98.1 KZE. It's MK with you. In the studio with me today is artist Suprina. She's got an exhibition coming up May 18th through June 22nd at Jane Street Art Center, Out on a Limb, and some other stuff too that we're going to talk about. But first, Suprina, welcome. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, so tell me a little about yourself. You have a studio in Poughkeepsie. This is pretty much all I know. How did you get your start in the arts world?
I started with mud pies, you know, when I was a child, and other things that come out of our body that I won't get into too much. But and then I went to school in Philadelphia for a little while. I never graduated, but I went there in the 70s, and the cities were a mess back then, and there was garbage on the streets everywhere, all kinds of things, and I found my love of found objects at that time. Also, I found objects for me are outcasts. They're things that we feel have no value. And so as a child, I felt that a lot because I had learning disabilities and stuff. So I felt like an outcast. So there was a lot of reasons that drew me to an object that I saw on the ground that no one cared about anymore, and to bring it back and bring it back into a fold and give it a new life.
Yeah, yeah. So. And there's so many of those objects in the world.
Yes.
And especially, I imagine, growing up in a city, you would have seen things everywhere. And, you know, discarded, sure, like litter, bottles and cans and whatever. But also, yeah, like you see little pieces of people's lives all over the place.
They're basically histories.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what I see them for. And that's partly what the performance video I'm working on. It's just that every object, every single thing we look at in our world has a history. Everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The sidewalk, the ramp, the door, your microphone.
All of these weird chairs in this studio.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Everything does. And I think it really would help people get through the world to kind of recognize that once in a while.
And maybe treat objects as a little bit less disposable.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So let's talk about it. So Out on a Limb is the exhibition that's running May 18th through June 22nd. And what is Out on a Limb?
Well, the name of the show is from the last piece that I've just finished, which is kind of a self-portrait, also inspired by the tarot of the Fool and of the Major Arcana of the tarot. Being out on the limb is something many of us do, mm-hmm. in different forms, where we are in the moment and maybe don't see what's coming at us. And that's what the Fool does.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of value in that. So the sculpture is a woman with a really great body. I don't have, but
nonsense.
So that's what I say. But she's walking off a limb, but she's extremely unaware of that. And so that's how the show got its name, because that's the last piece I did. And I feel like that my work is very out on the limb anyway. I work with objects that people don't care about, they throw away, and then I also model at the same time. So I put the two together.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, just being an artist is going out on a limb, right?
Absolutely. Any type of art, yes.
Yeah. So you also have some events that are a little bit more participatory coming up at Jane Street Art Center, Saturday, June 1st. There's an artist talk from 1 to 2, which is a good place to start. And what are you going to be talking about?
I just will explain whatever. People can ask me questions. It's an informal artist talk. I'm not going to lecture. I'm just going to see whoever shows up. They can ask me what they want.
You'll be there if they want to talk.
Yeah, exactly, kind of thing. So, but the donation, the object donation event is related to the forest, which I've shown a few times now, and it's gets bigger every time because I have people participate by donating objects to the forest.
So the forest is a forest of found objects.
Yes, it's castaways. They're really not found. Most of them have been given to me,
mm-hmm.
By people. And if you come see it, you'll be pretty amazed because I'm just one person.
Yeah.
And yet I have over 600 objects in this room that's 50 foot by 20 foot filled with objects like rakes, brooms, shovels, baseball bats, hockey sticks, golf clubs, a lot of golf clubs. Be surprised how many people think they're going to retire and play golf and then 2 years throw out their golf clubs.
Everything that you've mentioned so far has been like a stick-like object. Is that that's
yes,
part of it?
That's totally purposeful because every object is planted in a paint can.
Do you have any skis?
Yes,
awesome.
I do.
I love skis.
And almost all the skis I have are from one family,
uh-huh.
but I have like 12 of them.
Oh my gosh.
So as I grew older and their children grew older, you know, I mean, and so they were all, they're all outdated. Skis are a perfect example of the tech world.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the bindings aren't good anymore and the boots aren't good anymore and that kind of thing. So they sit and they rot in somebody's closet for a while and then they eventually get thrown out.
Unless they get donated to you.
Yeah, exactly.
So you are having an object donation event that same day, Saturday, June 1st. There's the artist talk from 1 to 2, and then from 2 to 5, you are there accepting objects.
We're going to correct that, 2 to 4.
2 to 4, okay.
We just changed that.
Cool.
But, yeah, so people come in with whatever object that can fit into a paint can, and we take a picture of them with their object, and then I ask them to write in a journal a little bit about the object, whatever the history. And then I take them. I'm dressed in my plastic bag outfit, so you can't recognize me as a person. I'm just a persona. And I take the person by their hand, if they allow me to, and their object. I bring them into the forest, and I pick a place, and we plant it together. And then I ask them to say something about the object. And I've had people be almost in tears.
Yeah, I believe it. I'm picturing doing that, and I'm DJing a wedding that day, but I have an old pair of skis that I would love to give you. And you're having another of these events
Bring
Sunday
it on
June
the 16th.
Yeah, hopefully I'm not working that day too, because this sounds so cool.
You can give them to me anytime.
Cool, thank you. Suprina is my guest. We're talking about the Out on a Limb exhibition, which is May 18th through June 22nd. This is it sounds like a large format sculpture.
Yeah. Oh, well, the forest, which is called Silent Stories, that's
Silent
the
Stories,
forest,
right?
Is in the North Gallery of Jane Street, which is 50 foot by 20 foot
room.
And then the front room is what I call one-off sculptures.
Gotcha.
So the Out on the Limb, there's another piece that's another kind of self-portrait called I Reflect. It's a female figure, again, hanging upside down. Again, the tarot. I'm very interested in the tarot. It's just like ancient psychology for me, like astrology, too. They're ancient forms of us trying to figure out why we're here and what we're doing. So I love that archetypal thing. So I Reflect is a female upside down in the Christ pose,
mm-hmm.
which is the hangman.
Yeah.
Person, we would say now.
Sure.
And so she's covered in mirror. And so you see yourself when you look at her. And it's about me, why I make art.
Yeah.
I make art because of you.
Mm.
She wears a crown of thorns. So she's really like that. So there's another piece called Ode to the Albatross, which is a 6 foot span wings of the albatross can grow larger than that, but I can't give them any more space than that in my gallery. 6 foot span that is embedded with debris that came out of the bodies of baby chicks that were fed plastic by their parents by mistake.
Yeah. Man.
Yeah, it's pretty heavy stuff.
Yeah, it is. But also, you know, it sounds very beautiful.
Everything is beautiful. And actually, one person said to me going through the forest, they looked around and they said, I never imagined it would be so beautiful.
Mm.
And I love that because these are objects people discarded.
Yeah.
And said were broken. And a lot of them are not broken. I mean, I have rakes in there that I would still use.
Sure.
But someone threw away.
Yeah. You know, I feel like we have this psychology where, like, if something like sits out for long enough, you're like, well, that's no good anymore.
Yeah, it's really an interesting psychology of what we do with objects. I'm reading a couple of books on the subject right now, a new one that talks about our consumption from 1500s till now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not a new behavior, actually.
Yeah, just a little more extreme because there's more of us and we have more extreme production abilities.
And we learn more about the throwaway.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Making everything die quickly.
Yeah.
So
Suprina is my guest. The events that folks should come to are Saturday, June 1st. You can chat with Suprina, which I can vouch is a lovely experience. Thank from you. 1 to 2. And then the Silent Stories object donation event is from 2 to 4. And this is not as simple as just like come and like, you know, drop off a thing you don't want. Like it's an experience and you are going to become a part of it.
Yeah.
And then you are having
it's
another.
It's a ritual, I would say.
Yeah. Ritual is a perfect word.
Yeah.
And then you're doing it again Sunday, June 16th. And that is 1 to 3 p.m.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's how the forest grows.
Mm-hmm.
So right now I have over, you know, about 600 objects. And hopefully by the time Jane Street's over, I'll have almost 700 objects.
Yeah. So the forest is just living at Jane Street for now. And can you just stop by any time? Can folks just go wander through the forest?
When the gallery's open, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, they're open. Yes, exactly. And it's actually made a seating area in the forest made out of, you know, old five-gallon drums and things like that, kitty litter containers and stuff like that. Because other times when I've shown the forest, people have said, I wish I could sit here.
Mm.
And I thought, good point.
Yeah.
So come ponder.
Yeah,
come ponder.
You can incorporate that.
Come ponder all the crap we collect and throw away.
Maybe some of it will be your crap.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, Suprina, I am going to come and see this. It sounds incredible. This is at Jane Street Art Center. And is the entire exhibition up through June 22nd?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, come by. It's a great gallery. I personally think it's the best gallery in the Hudson Valley.
I mean, I do too, but I'm biased.
I guess I am too.
Because I like Jen and I've been there and like, yeah, I think it's great.
Yeah, I mean, I love the concept of, you know, the back room, the North Gallery being either performance art or being art installation and the front room being something else. I think it's just, it's such a cool format for artists like me that do both of those things, you know.
Yeah. Jane Street Art Center, May 18th through June 22nd. And you can meet Suprina Saturday, June 1st or Sunday, June 16th. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you so much, MK. I appreciate it.
I picked a song about a forest. Here's Lorena McKennett with the Mummer's Dance on KZE.